That's why we're here. That's literally why the three of us are here. There's nothing like October baseball, and that's our responsibility and our obligation to the best fans in baseball. We fell short of that this year, but we're going to work tirelessly to get us back where we belong in the American League East. That's our commitment, to do everything we can. And talk is cheap right now, words are hollow, but that's what we're gonna work on this offseason.
Sam Kennedy yesterday, as the Red Sox conducted their exit interviews. It was Sam Kennedy, it was Craig Breslow, it was Alex Cora, no ownership there, which, duh. I didn't love that press conference. I didn't know what I was expecting, really. But Kennedy talking about how the ownership didn't do enough for the team this year, like, yeah, we know. And should you believe in the owner's commitment? Well, our actions have to speak louder than our words. And
talk is cheap.
Burning urgency. Talk is cheap. And it's like, okay, like, well, your actions were that you just said. Your actions were that you didn't do enough for the team, right? Like, mm-hmm. That was what the actions were. So if those are the actions, what are the, and obviously they're supposed to speak louder than the words. I am listening to them. I'm listening to those actions. I'm listening to the actions that you've given, that you've gotten from, I don't know what that was, just jumped right out of me. I'm listening to the actions that you've made here over this last, not just last year, but the last couple of years, since 2021, really. And I believe you. I believe that actions speak louder than words. I think everything Kennedy said there was right. But if that's the way that we're going about it, then, you know, whatever he's saying after that, yeah, no, we gotta go out there and do it. Those are words, all right? And you've said those words before. You've said words like full throttle before. You've said words like baseball players are expensive before. I mean, we've heard lots of words from this group, and none of them really have filled us up with any kind of hope, even the full throttle thing. Most people mocked that when he came out and said that, and they were right to, because they didn't go full throttle anywhere. And I hear stuff like that, like, hey, you know, it doesn't matter what I say here. We got to let our actions speak louder than words. Your actions have been speaking louder than your words, and that's why everyone's pissed off.
So I was, because you know I'm optimistic. You know I believe there's going to be moves and acquisitions. And I liked it when he said, whatever the exact quote was, back where we belong.
Right.
Because there's a certain mentality, that's what fans think. You belong competing for a division title. You belong competing with the Yankees for the AL East. So I liked that. And then in like the next breath, he said something to the effect of, and we really thought we had a chance to be there this year. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. Because I took the back where we belong is, we got to go get Juan Soto. We got to be a spender. We got to be competitive in the offseason, just like we want to be competitive during the season.
Right.
But then you didn't do that, and you came into this season believing you were going to be back where you belonged. So I got very much mixed messages, which I often do, from Sam Kennedy. I don't actually like listening to him speak, because being an optimist of the team and where it's going, he just kicks that right in the cojones every time he speaks. He is just a absolute blocker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He just
ruins the Buzz Killington.
Buzzkill 101. And Breslow talks, and then... Listen, we were listening to it yesterday. We aired some of it live, and then Alex Cora started talking in Spanish, and I can only keep up with so much when he's in the Spanish portion.
I couldn't keep up with any of it. I don't know what he was saying.
So I got total mixed messages yesterday. I want to be excited about this offseason. I want to look forward to them pursuing Burns and Soto and whoever it may be, and maybe it's a trade for a Seattle pitcher or Mason Miller. Like, there's all these opportunities we want to believe in.
Yeah.
But you're right. They have to do it. It's the actions are all that matter. It doesn't because they even are now learning from themselves and Mayo and others. Like, you know, we try not to set expectations on payroll. Well, you didn't used to. You used to be ready to
basically
burn some cash the way Gerard used to.
To compete with the Yankees, which was the original reason why. But yeah, you were ready to do that.
Right. And now, and it's probably smart because you don't know, you don't totally control it. It takes two parties to tango and that whole thing. But I don't know how you heard that yesterday and felt better, quite honestly. If you want to feel better, go listen to our final interview with Alex Cora, where he says, this is the last time we're going to be in this spot, or whatever it was. Like, you know, there was more.
I mean, that was nice of him to say, but when it comes to the actual brass tacks of, well, how is that going to be the case?
Yep.
I'm still not convinced. You know, listen, these guys, these kids might come up from the minors and be good, but I think we all agree it's going to take more than a couple of lefty hitting outfielders to come up here and turn things around for this team. Their outfield's okay. Like, they have a good outfield right now. I don't think that's even on the list of problems that this team has to address. But either way, last year, you remember, Kennedy was like, if you think we're not committed to doing what's best for the team, you're a liar, and I'm going to call you out, right. And blah, 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 blah. And then at the end of the season, he's like, yeah, you know, we didn't do enough for the team.
Right.
It's like,
so he's a liar?
I guess, yeah.
Well, so you know what? You guys actually had a good point.
Yeah, you know what? I guess.
He is kind of a liar, but he's a hired liar, right? That's his job.
It's kind of his job,
We do need to accept that he has to go out there and spin things. Mm-hmm. He is a perfect guy to be on this show for either the spin zone or the sniff test.
That's
right?
Why we're here.
Both of those segments. Thank you. Anytime you want to join a spin zone or a sniff test, we're happy to have you on the show.
Nah, we're not an easy enough landing spot. He'll go on with those
the morning
puffs
show.
In the morning. They're not going to talk to us.
The morning show, we call it.
Exactly. cream puffs in the morning, I think, is the actual name of the show. But yes, that's everybody talks to them. They talk to Breslow. They talk to the front office. They talk to all those guys.
The guy that matters talks to us.
That's true.
Skipper.
Yeah. And we've been tough. We were tough on Cora.
I thought we were fair.
Yeah.
The I wouldn't season, say tough or easy.
I think we were tough because the season fell apart, and we asked him directly about it. And you can't, you know, you have to get answers about that. And I think that they're more he's more willing to offer up answers of substance than Breslow or Sam Kennedy on their best day are. So, you know, like they won't give you an answer. They'll give you a big talk. Like
could
Cora,
they have?
Cora gives you an answer.
Could they have said anything yesterday that Christian, the pessimist Arcand, would have said? Oh, I'm buying in. Oh, I'm intrigued. Oh, I can't wait to see. Like,
yeah,
they
could have. They could have said, we have agreed to terms with Corbin Burns, who's pitching in the playoffs right now.
I don't think that's legal
right now.
We have an agreement in place. It's very illegal, and we shouldn't have done this, and I shouldn't have said this into a microphone. But Corbin Burns is going to be on the team next year, just so you know.
But
that would have made me feel better.
No. The answer is no, right?
Because
if they had said, we're going full throttle, there's going to be fireworks, we're going to burn some cash. If they had used every misstepped quote that every organization in town has used in the last 5 years, you still would have been skeptical.
Yes.
Because talk is cheap.
Maybe an acknowledgement of exactly why they, you know, like what that they didn't do that. But now we've learned from this mistake and now we're going forward. I'd still be skeptical, but at least if they acknowledged like, yeah, you know, we haven't been doing this right the last couple of years. Now we're going to start doing something differently. That would be better than what we got yesterday, I think.
And I almost.
But you're right. I mean, there's nothing that really.
Nothing they could have said.
Yeah.
But I almost dislike them for this season more when he says, and we thought we could be back there or whatever this year. So you still didn't really do anything?
Right.
So I'm going to take you at face value for that little comment. You thought you had a team that could compete, and you really did nothing to supplement it, add to it, to really, and it wouldn't have taken much. It would, like, I'm asking for much more this offseason than I think you could have done and placated people. Now, I didn't want Montgomery, and he ended up being a disaster. And
that's true.
Thank God for unanswered prayers type thing there.
Snell was good.
Yeah, but there were guys you could have gone and gotten. Yeah. And so I hope.
I wanted to get both Montgomery and Snell in the offseason. They could have.
I hope. And yeah, but Montgomery was bad.
Montgomery was bad, but that's what I wanted in the offseason. I was hoping they do that. That would be that kind of offseason where they go wild in the pitching market and just say, you know what? We need two guys to stabilize this rotation and have two out front starters. And they would have had that. Montgomery, I mean, eventually he would have been moved down in the rotation. But you have Snell up there with Houck and Crawford and those guys. You got something there.
But you're also right in that by saying talk is cheap, if you say something crazy, you've put some focus on your words. If you say talk is cheap, everybody focuses on your actions.
That's true.
So you better be ready to be active, because otherwise people are going to be pissed off because you said talk is cheap, basically telling everyone to watch what you're going to do. And then if you do nothing and just say, oh, you didn't realize we got some good players down in Worcester, they're going to get better this offseason, and we're going to call them up, and we're going to have good young players.
It's time to get back where we belong.
Yeah, it is time to get back where you belong. And leave the last part off that you thought you were back there. Nobody thought you were back there. I know. I bet the under on 79.5. I know where my mindset was.
It looked like you were going there before the break.
And I got, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, they
did it for Joe. Joe Castiglione specifically said, win this, so screw over Andy Hart.
Did you hear Will Fleming?
Did I hear him break down?
Yeah.
I did.
Rich Keefe off the hook, huh? Because Rich Keefe's breakdown is nothing compared to Will Fleming.
How long did Keefe and Holly work together as opposed to Fleming and...
Oh, it's Joe. Longer with Fleming.
It's longer with Fleming?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. Definitely.
That matters a little bit,
yeah.
Right? Like, yeah.
Well, absolutely. And by the way, I told you, I'm kind of a crier. I told Jacob Brissett when we talked about it.
I asked 11 questions about crying.
You did.
A real man cries.
A real man does cry. I cry sometimes, you know. Not often, but it's happened before.
Every night when he leaves this studio.
That's true.
The drive home.
I'll be crying tears of joy when they finally split the show up.